Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym in Benton Harbor. It is the non-conference matchup, the Benton Harbor Tigers and the St. Joe Bears. Once again, we take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Bears of St. Joe and head coach Greg Schaefer at guard, you have Devin Frenchco, a 6-foot senior, along with Jordan Marble, a 6'1 senior. The forwards are 6'4 senior Ben Newland, 6'4 senior Anthony Celentani, and 6-foot senior Lane Everett. Again, the guards for St. Joe, Jordan Marble and Devin Frenchco. The forwards are Lane Everett, Anthony Celentani, and Ben Newland. For Benton Harbor and head coach Corey Sterling, his starting guards are Quindarius Davis. Quindarius is a 5'10 junior. Jamin Walker, a 5'10 senior. And Carlos Johnson, a 6'6 junior. The forwards for Benton Harbor are Justin Brown, a 6'6 senior, and Chris Conway, a 6'7 senior. Again, the Tiger guards are Carlos Johnson, Jamin Walker, and Quindarius Davis. The forwards are Chris Conway and Justin Brown. Those are the starters. We're about ready to tip things off with Benton Harbor and St. Joe tonight on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and online at WSJMSports.com. Benton Harbor is in their home white uniforms trimmed in orange and black. St. Joe in their road maize uniforms trimmed in navy blue and white. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, we start the NFL playoffs here on WSJM Sports. We are your home of the NFL playoffs, the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl 53. The NFL playoff doubleheader happens tomorrow afternoon, and then again on Sunday afternoon, including the Bears and Philadelphia from Soldier Field. Now, because of the NFL doubleheader coming up on Sunday afternoon, Michigan is in action at 4:30 against Indiana. You'll be able to hear that game on our sister station, 94.9 FM. So again, tomorrow and Sunday both, the NFL playoff doubleheader here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. And then you will have U of M basketball as they take on Indiana Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock pregame on 94.9 FM. Next broadcast of high school basketball coming up on Monday night as Lake Michigan Catholic is at Buchanan. You can hear live here on WSJM Sports and also online at WSJMSports.com. Both teams are breaking their huddles around their respective coaches. Lane Everett will jump for St. Joe, and Chris Conway looks like will jump for Benton Harbor. No, take that back. It's going to be Carlos Johnson who will jump for Benton Harbor. So the crowd here at Farnham Gym has been introduced to the starting lineups, and the opening tip is taken by Benton Harbor. Jamin Walker has it out high in between the circles. It'll be picked up by Devin Frenchco defensively. Get it to Chris Conway, top of the key. Down low to Johnson. Carlos, short jumper, no good. Marble the rebound for St. Joe. He'll get it out to Frenchco. Devin quickly up over the timeline, shovels it left wing to Everett, left side to Newland, top of the key Frenchco. Devin looks to go right side, just inside the arc. He'll feed it down low to Newland on the box right side. His shot is blocked out of bounds off of Carlos Johnson. It will stay with Benton Harbor underneath. Take that back, it'll stay with St. Joe underneath. Bears will inbound along the baseline on the offensive end of the right of their own bucket. Jordan Marble to toss it in. Marble will get it out high to Frenchco. Devin one-on-one against Jamin Walker. Dribbles in the high right wing, brings it to the top of the key. He'll hand it off to Everett, left side to Marble. Jordan along the left side brings it back out to the top of the key, picks up the dribble looking for an outlet as he's picked up by Walker defensively. Outlet pass tipped away by Conway and the lost out of bounds off of Benton Harbor. It's going to stay with St. Joe. The Bears will inbound back in the backcourt along the near sideline in front of their own bench. Everett will toss it in to Frenchco. Devin to the left of the midcourt circle. Right side to Marble. Back to Frenchco. Devin one-on-one against Quindarius Davis. To the free throw line. Penetration is denied there, so Devin will bring it back out high, reset the offense. Dribbles at the right hash mark. Leave it off for Newland. Then in front of the Benton Harbor bench along the near sideline. Brings it to the top of the key. Goes left side, Marble. Jordan working in the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Right wing, Celentani, right side to Frenchco. Devin looking down low, wants to lob it down low, but he can't get it there. Now to Celentani in the middle of the lane to Newland. Now left wing, Marble. Three-point jumper is good. Jordan Marble starts the scoring for St. Joe. Jordan with the three-point jumper. St. Joe up early, 3-0. At the top of the key, Conway. Benton Harbor, three-point jumper. Kisses it off the front of the rim, no good. Everett, the defensive rebound for St. Joe. To Salentani from the right side, will drive it in, lay it high off the glass, no good. May have been deflected. Carlos Johnson away with it. He'll get it to Walker, to Johnson. Carlos loses the handle on it along the left side, loses it out of bounds, and the turnover is going to go back to St. Joe. On the dead ball, substitution for Corey Sterling and Benton Harbor. Chris Kyles will check in for Chris Conway. St. Jody inbound against full court pressure. Frenchco will get it up over the timeline, one-on-one against Davis. To Everett, Lane dribbling in between the circles. Get it to Newland. Ben from the hash mark left side to Devin Frenchco. Frenchco one-on-one against Kyles, left side of the lane, Salentani's jumper's good. Anthony Salentani has got two, and St. Joe grabs the early 5-0 lead. Jamin Walker will get it up over the timeline for Benton Harbor, picked up by Frenchco defensively. Finds Johnson around the perimeter, right side to Jamin Walker. Walker, right side against Frenchco, along the baseline to Johnson. Pull-up jumper on the box, right side, no good. Marble the rebound for St. Joe. Jordan down the right side. Keeps the dribble as he gets it to Frenchco. Devin left side to Salentani. Now to Frenchco, left wing, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Carlos Johnson. Johnson left side for Benton Harbor. Off-balance three-point jumper, rims out. Frenchco up for the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Left side to Marble, deep three-point jumper, rims out, no good. And the rebound, Carlos Johnson for Benton Harbor, and here come the Tigers. Johnson at the top of the key. Looks right side, he finds Walker in the high right wing. Jamin wants to lob it down low, instead he'll take the three off the front of the rim and out, and we've got a foul on the rebound. It'll be on St. Joe, battling for position for the rebound. It's a push on Anthony Salentani. For Anthony, his first, and the team's first. Benton Harbor will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. Lob it to Carlos Johnson. Follow away jumper left side of the lane. Off the back of the iron, no. Davis the rebound to Walker. Top of the key for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Frenchco the rebound, and we've got a reach-in foul on Benton Harbor. That's on Carlos Johnson. Carlos his first, and the team's first. Just about halfway through the first quarter here at Farnham Gym. St. Joe 5, Benton Harbor nothing. St. Joe will inbound along the far side in the backcourt against full court pressure. It'll come to Frenchco. The rest of the Tigers drop off. Devin one-on-one against Quindarius Davis as he brings it right side in front of the Benton Harbor bench. To Newland. Ben right wing to Everett. Goes left side to Frenchco. Devin looks to make his move along the baseline. He's denied. Dribbles back to the free throw line and travels with it. Picked up the dribble. Good defense there by Quindarius Davis to cause the turnover. And it gives it back to Benton Harbor. Tigers will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. They trail by five here early on. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Walker will go left side to Kyles. Right wing to Johnson. Carlos fakes the jumper. Now we drive to the free throw line. His pull-up jumper is good. Carlos Johnson, his first bucket of the night, stops the St. Joe 5-0 run. It's now a 5-2 St. Joe lead. Bears the basketball, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Salentani, hash mark left side, will get it to Frenchco. Devin to the left of the midcourt circle. He's picked up by Davis defensively. Goes right side to Everett. Along the near sideline, Marble. Jordan right in front of the St. Joe bench. Now top of the key, Salentani. Turns left side, nothing there. He'll hand it off to Frenchco. Devin along the baseline to Everett. Lane will lay it off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Get it out right wing. Marble for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Everett. Top of the key. Now left side. Marble for three, no good. And the rebound comes down to Benton Harbor. Carlos Johnson. Carlos, left side of the lane to Chris Kyles. Wrapped around, layup is good. Nice bucket by Chris Kyles. Nice assist by Carlos Johnson. 5-4, St. Joe, the one-point lead in the basketball, coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Frenchco Right side for St. Joe to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane. Kicks it right side, Marble. Three-point jumper in the corner, rims around and out. And the rebound, Kyle's for Benton Harbor. Tigers looking for the first lead tonight. Johnson, left wing, picks up the dribble. Right wing to Walker for three. Got it. Jamin Walker with three. Now Benton Harbor, their first lead of the night. It's 7-5, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. French go, one-on-one against Quindarius Davis, brings it over the timeline, hash mark left side. Davis will reach in, he picks up the steal, leaves it off for Justin Brown, and a one-handed dunk. We will have a timeout. St. Joe will step aside. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Benton Harbor 9, St. Joe 5, on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the St. Joe timeout, minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Benton Harbor on a 9-0 run after St. Joe opened the ballgame on a 5-0 run. It's now Benton Harbor 9 and St. Joe 5 here on WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym. Nathaniel Bauer back in our studios, keeping an eye on the scoreboard for us throughout the night tonight. St. Jody inbound along the baseline of the backcourt against full court pressure. They'll get it into Andy Blumgren, who checks in during the timeout, to Ben Newland. Ben, from the midcourt circle, goes right side of the lane. He's picked up by Brown defensively. Picks up the dribble, get it back to Blumgren. Out high, Everett. Now left side to Marble. Jordan to the free throw line. We're going to have a blocking foul out high on St. Joe's. Marble's looking to work off a screen. And the St. Joe foul is on Nick Bore, who also checked in during the last timeout. His first and the team's second. 9-0 run here for Benton Harbor has the Tigers up 9-5, under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Benton Harbor the basketball. Carlos Johnson in between the circles. He's picked up by Everett defensively. Gets it to Walker in the right wing. Coming back to Johnson, right side. Deep three, good. Carlos Johnson, 5 points on the night. It's a 12-0 run for Benton Harbor. Tigers now lead it by 7. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Newland, right side for St. Joe, looks to go baseline. Just outside the lane. Nice scoop pass down low. Blumgren, and he lays it up. Rolls out, no good. Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Here come the Tigers. Carlos, his pass right side of the lane. Walker lays it up. Rolls in and out, no good. Second attempt is good. Carlos Johnson with the tip in. He's got 7 points, and it's a 14-0 run for Benton Harbor. Tigers up by 9 with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. On the dead ball, Corey Sterling's go to the bench as Chris Conway will check back in. Chris Kyles will check out for the Tigers. St. Jody inbound along the far sideline, just on the offensive side of midcourt. It comes out to Ben Newland. Newland out high. Loses the basketball to Quindarius Davis, drives it in, lays it up before the shot. A foul on St. Joe. It's on Ben Newland. For Ben, his first personal. Team's third. Benton Harbor to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Before they do, Devin Frenchco set to check back in for Greg Schaefer and the Bears. Benton Harbor, Chris Moore will check in for the first time tonight. Justin Brown set to toss it in for Benton Harbor. To Walker, left side, back to Brown, box left side, turns, hook shot, rolls out, no good. And the rebound saved by Walker from going out of bounds, and a foul on Benton Harbor trying to pick it up. And it's on Quindarius Davis. Darius, his first, team second. Benton Harbor up by 9, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Inbound pass will come to Newland. Ben will get it to Frenchco. Devin up the middle. Top of the key, 9 seconds to go. Corner right side to Marble. Cross court pass left side, Blumgren along the baseline. Comes to Bore. Top of the key, Newland for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And it does it for the first quarter. Take a break, score after one. Benton Harbor 14, St. Joe 5, and 95-7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902. Generations of service with a legacy to care. Residential or commercial. Just call. And we're there. Get the city satisfaction in everything we do. Just call the crew in blue. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family foods.
One quarter in the books. Our score is Benton Harbor 14, St. Joe 5. High school basketball brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. St. Joe the basketball to begin the second quarter on the alternate possession. St. Joe opened the game on a 5-0 run. Benton Harbor now has been on a 14-0 run to take a 14-5 lead. Ben Newland, leaning jumper along the baseline right side, rolls out, no good, and a foul on the rebound. That is going to be on St. Joe. I think it might be on Ben Newland, and if so, that'll be his second. It is. Ben picks up number two. That's the fourth on St. Joe in the half. Benton Harbor to inbound, uncontested in the backcourt. Here's Chris Conway at the free throw line. Right wing, Carlos Johnson fakes the three. Drive to the free throw line. Steps back. His pull-up jumper just inside the arc off the back of the rim. No good. Andy Blumgren up for the defensive rebound for St. Joe. He'll leave it off for Devin Frenchco. Devin dribbling out high, one-on-one against Quindarius Davis. Devin sidesteps the defense. Running jumper in the lane. He banks it in. Devin Frenchco's got two. Stops the Benton Harbor 14-0 run. Now 14-7. Benton Harbor the lead in the basketball. Followaway jumper, left wing, just inside the arc. Good for Quindarius Davis. Davis, his first bucket tonight. It's 16-7. Benton Harbor. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. Frenchco, double teamed. Get it to Newland. Ben brings it up the middle to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble just inside the arc. He'll leave it off for Frenchco. Devin left wing Fink get about a three. Then he'll dribble away from traffic. Now goes right wing to Bore. Left side of the lane. He'll get it to Jeremiah Sterling. Travels with it, making his way toward the lane. And the turnover is going to give it back to Benton Harbor. On the dead ball, Anthony Salentani will check in for Ben Newland for St. Joe. For Benton Harbor, Justin Brown will re-enter the lineup. And you've also got Kentrell Pullian checking in for the first time tonight. Pullian will walk it up over the timeline for the Tigers. He brings it to the hash mark right side on the offensive end. Top of the key to Johnson. Carlos one-on-one against Bore. Right wing to Moore, brings it to the top of the key, tries to drive the right side of the lane, back to Johnson, in the left, right wing for three, no good, and Salentani, the rebound for St. Joe. To Frenchco, left side to Blumgren. Andy comes back out high to Frenchco, Devin near the midcourt circle, dribbles it to the left wing, now into the corner left side, Blumgren, back to Frenchco, Devin brings it to the top of the key once again, picked up by Kentrell Pullian defensively, keeps the dribble as he brings it to the right wing. Now back left side, it comes to Bore. Top of the key, Blomgren, and he tries to drive east tonight to Salantani in the left wing. Salantani one-on-one against Moore, and we've got a holdout high on Benton Harbor. Tiger foul is on Chris Moore. That's his first and the team's third. St. Joe will inbound from the far side and the offensive end. Before they do, substitution for St. Joe gives us a chance to throw it back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Girls final, Brandywine beats Coloma 67-21. Phil?
All right, Nathaniel, thank you here. 5:21 to go in the second quarter. Benton Harbor 16, St. Joe 7. St. Joe with the basketball in the offensive end. Jordan Marble checked in during the timeout. Stoppage of play. Nice feed down low. Jeremiah Sterling lays it up. No good, but he's blocked. And a foul on the play. Tiger foul is on Kentrell Polian. His first, the team's fourth. And it sends Jeremiah Sterling to the free throw line to shoot two. Jeremiah's first. Off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for the 5'11 junior. High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives to work for you today. Second free throw for Sterling is good. Jeremiah 1-2 that trip. Give him 1 point, 16-8. Benton Harbor the lead in the basketball. Pulling in, will get it down the right side of the lane. Brown, lay it up, no good. But Justin's fouled on the way up. St. Joe foul looks like it might be on Jordan Marble. And it is Jordan, his first, the team's sixth. Sends Justin Brown to the free throw line to shoot two for Benton Harbor. Front end is good. Coming up after the game, we'll name our players of the game, one on each side. And each player of the game will receive a $10 bean card from Bigby Coffee on Main Street near the bridge in downtown St. Joe. Second free throw coming up for Justin Brown. And that bounces out off the front of the rim. Rebound, Nick Bore for St. Joe. Bears the basketball, they trail it by 9. 17-8, under 5 minutes to go till halftime. Marble right side will get it to Frenchco. Still needs to break the timeline. They will get it to Everett. Back to Marble right wing. In the corner right side to Bore. Back to Marble. Right wing to the top of the key. Lane Everett along the baseline left side to Bore. Now to Frenchco. Devin along the far sideline. Brings it near the corner left side. Left side of the lane. We'll get it to Salantani. Looks to back in. Nice shovel pass down low. Layup in and out. No good for Bore. And the rebound comes out to to Benton Harbor. And the Tigers looking to run with it. Davis, get it to the top of the key. Carlos Johnson for three. Rims out, no good. And the rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Lane Everett for St. Joe. We'll get it to Frenchco. And Devin to jog it up over the timeline. 4:10 to go till halftime. Benton Harbor up 17-8. St. Joe with the basketball. Frenchco, left side to Marble near the left hash mark. He's picked up by Pulling in defensively. Move it off for Bore. Nick in the right wing. Looks to drive. Running jumper is no good. Tip up by Salantani. No good. Bore the rebound. Left side to Marble. Drives it in from there. Kicks it right wing. Ball tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Benton Harbor to Chris Conway. Conway goes up and lays it up and good. Chris Conway with two. Benton Harbor now up by 11. 3.5 minutes to go till halftime. Marble top of the key for St. Joe. You get it to Bore. Nick bounces it right side to Lane Everett along that near sideline in front of the Benton Harbor bench. The right side of the lane. Salantani jumper is good. Anthony now with 4 points. 19-9. Benton Harbor lead back to 9 points. Coming up on 3 minutes to go till halftime. Carlos Johnson to the top of the key. We're going to have a timeout timeout Benton Harbor. We'll step aside. 3 minutes to go in the half. Benton Harbor 19, St. Joe 10 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
It seems as if 2018 has come and gone in the blink of an eye. Hello, this is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. As we approach the holiday season, we feel it is important to express our gratitude to our partners, donors, and generous community, and to wish them a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. From all of us here at Gateway, thank you. To learn more about Gateway services, go to gatewayvro.com.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym. Score is Benton Harbor 19, St. Joe 10. 3 minutes to go till halftime. Benton Harbor with the basketball after the timeout. Damon Walker has got it in between the circles. Damon goes right wing to Chris Kyles. Top of the key, Justin Brown into the paint to Carlos Johnson. And a foul as the pass is coming in. And they say the St. Joe foul is on Lane Everett. For Lane, his first, team's sixth. Next foul sends Benton Harbor to the free throw line. Carlos Johnson down low, lays one off the glass. It was deflected. Second attempt up, no good. But a foul on the shot is going to send Johnson to the line to shoot two. St. Joe follows on Anthony Celentani. For Anthony, his second, team's seventh. Carlos Johnson goes to the line to shoot two. His first trip to the line tonight. He's got 7 points all in the first quarter. First free throw is good. In between the free throws, Luke Hedstrom will check in for the first time tonight for St. Joe. Anthony Celentani will get a breather for Coach Greg Schaefer. Second free throw for Johnson is good. Carlos, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, giving him 9 points. 21-11, or 21-10, St. Joe, the basketball down by 11. Everett will get up over the timeline against Justin Brown, brings it to the right side near the edge of the Benton Harbor bench, bounce it to Hedstrom, the top of the key, Bore, left wing to Marble, comes back out to Everett, Lane to reset the offense. Dribbles it right side, leaves it off for Bore. Nick looks down low, nothing there. Marble to the top of the key. Justin saw on top of the arc, jumper's no good. Carlos Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Left side it goes to Brown. Justin left side, three-pointer off the front of the rim, no good. Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Carlos will dribble it back out to the left wing. One-on-one against Everett. Step back three off the front of the rim, no good. Bore the defensive rebound for St. Joe. Here's the basketball. They trail it by 11, under 2 minutes to go till halftime. Devin Frenchco, right wing. Three-point jumper is good. Devin Frenchco now with 5 points on the night. 21-13. Benton Harbor the lead in the basketball, coming up on a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Kyles, top of the key, Johnson to Walker, and Jamin to reset the offense. In between the circles, he goes right wing to Kyles. Chris looking down low, nothing there to Brown. Justin picked up by Hedstrom defensively. Left side, three-point jumper is good for Quindarius Davis. Davis with five. Benton Harbor back up by 11, 24-13. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the half. Frenchco drives from the right side of the lane, kicks it corner left side. Bore, top of the key, Everett. Lane looks to drive, denied. We'll get it to Marble, now right side, Frenchco. Devin looking down low. He dribbles to the top of the key. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound Johnson into the offensive end. Here's Walker. Jamin will lay it in. Jamin Walker, the drive from the right side, lays it up with the left hand. 26-13. The Tiger lead up to 13 now. Coming up on 30 seconds to go in the half. Marble, right side for St. Joe. Brings it to the midcourt circle. He hands it off to Everett. Lane goes back to Jordan, hash mark left side. Marble to the top of the key, keeps the dribble as he brings it right wing to Frenchco in front of the Benton Harbor bench along the near sideline. Devin brings it out near the midcourt circle to reset the St. Joe offense. Down to 11 seconds to go in the half. Frenchco continues to dribble right wing, down to 7 seconds to go in the half. Frenchco between the legs dribble, double team, tied up, and we are going to have a jump ball. The alternate possession is going to give it to Benton Harbor. Nice defensive effort there by the Tigers. They'll inbound in the backcourt with 1 second to go in the half. They'll inbound along the near sideline in front of their own bench. Inbound pass will come to Johnson. Carlos will turn. Three-point jumper at the buzzer is no good. And that does it for the second quarter. Take a break. We've played two here at Farnham Gym. Our halftime score is Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13, a 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
If you're an electrician, a good one, you're making a good paycheck. You should be. But look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career on a great path that includes an amazing health care plan, a 401k, and pensions, not to mention a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. I know your businessmen are hard working hard every day, and maybe you haven't thought about tax time. Well, it's coming, and you might just check with your CPA. There might be advantages to buying a vehicle in this tax year. I'm not a tax man, but I think it's worth investigating. And if you decide to do that, maybe you should look for a vehicle and not wait till maybe after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, the inventory is great. You might want something special. It might be too late to find it in this tax year. So think about what you'd like to see. Bye now.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Harding's is having a buy one, get one free sale. Assorted pork loin chops, buy one package, get one free. Quilted Northern Ultra Soft and Strong Bath Tissue, 6-count double roll, buy one, get one free. And Juicy Juice, 64 ounces, buy one, get one free.
Finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better?
Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls?
Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make Pizza Night even better. Especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Farnham Gym. Halftime score, boys basketball contest is Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13. St. Joe opened the game on a 5-0 run. Then Benton Harbor went on a 14-0 run. The Tigers have not trailed since. They led 14-5 at the end of the first quarter of play, and they've opened up the 13-point advantage here at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take a look at the halftime stats. Halftime score is Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13, a 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Zilke Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman is your local Kohler showroom, where you'll find the complete package from design, quality products, and installation services. We coordinate your entire project from start to finish. Stop by our showroom Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's get planning your bathroom, shower, or kitchen remodel project today. You've waited long enough for this. Now's the time to just do it. Stop in today.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement, LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Halftime scores, Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13. Benton Harbor led in scoring by Carlos Johnson. He's got a game-high 9 points tonight, five apiece for Quindarius Davis and Jamin Walker, 3 points for Justin Brown, two apiece for Chris Kyles and Chris Conway. For St. Joe, Devin Frenchco leading the way with 5 points. Got 4 points for Anthony Salentani, 3 for Jordan Marble, 1 point for Jeremiah Sterling. We will take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half. Score at the half is Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13. Second half coming up after this word from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym. Benton Harbor 26, St. Joe 13 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Before we begin the third quarter, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Thanks, Phil. Girls at the half. St. Joseph leads Okemos 16-14. And boys after one, Coloma leads Brandywine 22-20. Phil?
We're Nathaniel High School Basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Call Victoria Eberhardt, put them to work for you today. Victoria Eberhardt with Realty Executives. The alternate possession belongs to St. Joe to begin the third quarter. Bears trail at 26-13. Devin Frenchco bring it to the left wing for the Bears, picks up the dribble, looks for an outlet. Left side, it's going to be Salentani in front of the St. Joe bench. To Everett, lane to the top of the key, now to Frenchco. Devin looks right, there's nothing there. To the top of the key, Salentani's picked up by Davis defensively. Anthony dishes it, now right wing. Three-point jumper, Frenchco rims out. Chris Conway, the rebound for Benton Harbor. He'll get it to Johnson. Carlos in between the circles to Walker. Jamin one-on-one against Frenchco. Johnson, left side, Brown. Justin, top of the key, Davis. Bounce it, right side of the lane. Spinning jumper, Carlos Johnson rims out. And Marble, the rebound for St. Joe. Jordan to bring it up the middle. To the right side of the lane. He'll find Devin Frenchco. Top of the key, Newland. Ben goes back, right side. Three-point jumper, Marble off the mark, no good. And Justin Brown clears the defensive rebound for Benton Harbor. Right side to Davis, running jumper is up and good from the right side. Quindarius Davis with the running jumper. Give him 7 points on the night. And a steal out high by Chris Conway. Conway a one-on-one, goes in with a one-handed dunk with the right hand. Chris Conway the steal and the finish. And the Benton Harbor lead now up to 17, 30-13. Almost 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Frenchco has it in between the circles. Salentani loses the handle, gets it back. Corner right side to Marble. Jordan dribbles away from traffic, has it in between the circles. Now to Newland. Ben, three-point jumper, rims out, no good. Salentani the follow, no good. Battle for the loose ball rebound will come to Benton Harbor. Conway to Johnson. Carlos from the left side, goes baseline, goes right side. Davis for three, got it! Quindarius Davis the three, and we've got a timeout, St. Joe. We'll step aside, 5:38 to go, third quarter. It's Benton Harbor 33, St. Joe 13, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
City plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902. Generations of service with a legacy to care. Residential or commercial. Just call and we're there. Get the city satisfaction in everything we do. Just call the crew in blue. City plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services, located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. After the St. Joe timeout, 5:38 to go, third quarter. Benton Harbor 33, St. Joe 13. St. Joe will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt against full court pressure. Everett to toss it into Marble. Outlet pass stolen away by Johnson. Carlos Johnson from left side drives it in, lays it up and good. Carlos Johnson with the steal, and he finished it off with the lay-in. He's got 11 points to lead all scorers. St. Joe to inbound. French go up over the timeline. Devin down the lane. Scoop shot up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's tracked down by St. Joe. Salentani will go left side, Marble for three. Got it. Jordan Marble, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points, 35-16. Benton Harbor the lead in the basketball. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Walker, top of the key, Brown. Justin for three off the front of the rim. No. Johnson, the rebound putback. Got it, and a foul. Carlos Johnson with the offensive board and follow. And he'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. St. Joe foul. On Lane Everett, his second, team's first. 13 points for Carlos Johnson at the line, looking for 14 if he can hit the free throw. Before his attempt, substitution for Benton Harbor, Greg Cooper will check in for Chris Conway. Carlos Johnson now with the free throw, and it's good. Carlos 3 for 3 at the line tonight. 14 points, 38-16. Benton Harbor the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Marble right side, 3-point jumper no good. Brown skies for the defensive rebound for Benton Harbor. Get it to Walker, left side, lay in, good for Greg Cooper. Cooper his first bucket, and it's 40-16, Benton Harbor. Inbound pass to Salentani. Anthony from the left side will get it to Ben Newland. Newland down low. Salentani again. Lays it up. It's deflected. Loose ball picked up by Johnson. Carlos down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot up, and he got it to fall. 7 points in the quarter. 16 in the night for Carlos Johnson. 42-16. Benton Harbor. St. Joe up over the timeline. Outlet pass stolen away by Cooper. Get it to Carlos Johnson. Behind the back pass, Quindarius Davis baseline. His pass into the lane, tipped away by St. Joe, and the Bears away with a loose ball. Salentani comes away with it. Get it to Frenchco. Devin one-on-one against Quindarius Davis as he brings it to the left side in front of the St. Joe bench. Here's Everett to Marble. Top of the key, Frenchco. Devin brings it to the left side. Bounces it left side to Salentani, who lays it up and good. Anthony Salentani with 6 points. 42-18. Benton Harbor the lead and the basketball. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Carlos Johnson from the right wing drives the lane. Running jumper, no, but he's fouled on the way up. Carlos goes to the line to shoot two. And the St. Joe foul is on Lane Everett. For Lane, his third, team's second. Carlos Johnson back to the free throw line. He's 3 for 3, making 4 for 4 with that one. And one more coming up for the 6'6 junior. Carlos with 24 points in the win over Riley last week. Substitution for St. Joe, Tyler Burnett will see his first action of the night. Second attempt for Johnson. Rams around and out. And the rebound comes out to Andy Blomgren, who checked in during the stoppage of play as well. Get it to Newland. Ben from the left side. 3-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Davis the rebound for Benton Harbor. Quindarius quickly in the offensive end. Scoops it left side. Layup good for William Suggs. Suggs his first bucket of the night, and it's 45-18. Benton Harbor. Here's Frenchco right side for the Bears. Three-point jumper rims out. Suggs the rebound, loses it on the floor, picked up by Blomgren into the lane. And a leaning jumper is good for Tyler Burnett. Tyler Burnett, his first bucket tonight. Carlos Johnson left side for Benton Harbor. Jumper no good. Defensive rebound pulled down by Devin Frenchco. Frenchco to the top of the key, drives the left side of the lane, kicks it to Newland. Ben will lay it up and good from the right side of the lane. Ben Newland, his first bucket tonight, give the assist to Frenchco. 45-22 is the Benton Harbor lead. Tigers the basketball, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. When Darius Davis dribbles out high, get it right wing to Cooper. Ball lost out of bounds. Off of Benton Harbor, it's going to go back to St. Joe. A couple substitutions. Nick Bore checks back in for St. Joe. For Benton Harbor, Kyle Booth will check back in, or check in for the first time. Check that. Full court pressure by the Tigers. And get it up over the timeline to Newland. Ben bounces it down low to Bore. Nick will lay it up and good. Bore, his first bucket of the night. He's got two. 45-24. Benton Harbor the lead in the basketball. A minute 20 to go, third quarter. Left side Cooper for Benton Harbor near the corner. Get it out to Kyles. Chris passes it out high. Almost lost it out of bounds, but it's nicely picked up by Jamin Walker. Walker will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up and good. Jamin Walker, his seventh point of the night, 47-24. Benton Harbor the lead, St. Joe the basketball. The left side, lay up, no good for St. Joe's Tyler Burnett. Rebound comes out to Benton Harbor. Suggs up over the timeline, loses it out of bounds. Underneath the bucket, lost off of St. Joe. It's going to stay with Benton Harbor underneath. Tigers will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. And before they do, substitution for St. Joe. Joshua Terry will check in for the first time tonight. Devin Frenchco will check out. Inbound pass to Suggs. Right wing for Benton Harbor to Walker. Damon for three, rims in and out, and then back in. Ten points for Jamin Walker. 50-24 is the Benton Harbor lead. St. Joe the basketball. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bore brings it to the top of the key. We'll leave it off for Newland. Ben dribbling hash mark left side. Picked up by Walker defensively. Nice job to keep the dribble. Spins from the free throw line. Lays it up. He got it and a foul. What a move by Ben Newland left side of the lane. He'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Benton Harbor foul was on Greg Cooper. For Greg, his first, team's first. Newland goes to the line looking to complete the three-point play. A couple substitutions for Benton Harbor. Kentrell Pullian, Chris Moore will re-enter the lineup. And the free throw coming up for Ben Newland. Bounce is out, no good. More the rebound for Benton Harbor. We get it to Pullian. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Pullian, the top of the key, behind the back dribble, looks to drive, loses it on the floor, gets it back. Nice dish down low to Chris Kyles, who lays it up and good. That'll do it for the third quarter. Take a break. Score after three is Benton Harbor 52, St. Joe 26. A 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
It seems as if 2018 has come and gone in the blink of an eye. Hello, this is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. As we approach the holiday season, we feel it is important to express our gratitude to our partners, donors, and generous community, and to wish them a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. From all of us here at Gateway, thank you. To learn more about Gateway Services, go to gatewayvro.com.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym. One more quarter to play. Benton Harbor 52, St. Joe 26. Tigers the basketball to begin the third quarter. Three-point jumper from the right corner. William Suggs for Benton Harbor, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. It is off of Benton Harbor. It'll go to St. Joe. The Bears the basketball. They'll inbound against full court pressure. Devin Frenchco will walk it up over the timeline. He'll get it left side to Burnett. Give and go to Frenchco, drives the lane. Scoop shot up off the glass, no good. And the rebound comes out to Benton Harbor. Moore drives the lane from the top of the key, lays it up and good. Chris Moore, his first bucket tonight. He's got two. 54-26 is the Benton Harbor lead. St. Joe the basketball, not quite a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Devin Frenchco drives the lane once again. High shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound pulled down by St. Joe. Burnett, free throw line. Get it top of the key. Blomgren for three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Terry. He'll dribble it left side to Frenchco. His pass along the baseline, lost out of bounds. Last touch by St. Joe. It'll go to Benton Harbor. .650 to go in the game. Benton Harbor 54, St. Joe 26. A couple of substitutions. Jordan Marble back into the lineup along with Anthony Celentani for St. Joe. Pulling up over the timeline for Benton Harbor. Get it to Moore. Around the perimeter, back to Pullian in the right corner. Dribbles along the near sideline and a push on St. Joe. Bear foul is on Joshua Terry, his first, the team's third. Carlos Johnson for Benton Harbor, leading all scorers with 17 points. And a steal out of high in the inbound pass. Here comes Devin Frenchco for St. Joe from the right side. He'll drive it in, lay it up. It's deflected. And a foul on the shot's going to send Devin to the free throw line to shoot two. The Benton Harbor foul is on. Looks like it's going to be on Kyle Booth, his first, team's second. Devin Frenchco at the line to shoot two for St. Joe. First one too soft off the front of the rim, no good. One more coming up for Devin, the 6-foot senior. Winning his second free throw. And it is good. Frenchco, one of two from the stripe on that trip. Makes it 54-27. Benton Harbor the lead and the basketball under 6.5 minutes to play. Almost a steal out of high by Frenchco. Pulling in a nice job to maintain possession. Feed down low to Kyle Booth. Lays it up, no good, but he's fouled on the shot. And the St. Joe foul. He's on Jordan Marble. Second, team's fourth. Kyle Booth, first free throw, good. His first point of the night tonight, first trip to the free throw line. So Kyle with 1 point, one more free throw coming up for the 6'4 sophomore. Substitution for St. Joe in between the free throws. Jeremiah Sterling will re-enter the lineup for Coach Greg Schaefer. Second free throw for Booth is good. We'll have a substitution for Benton Harbor. Booth will check out. Devin Nichols will check in. Not quite 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Benton Harbor leads at 56-27. St. Joe to inbound against full court pressure. Frenchco to Celentani. Back to Frenchco. Devin picks up the dribble. Salentani up over the timeline. We'll get it to Nolte. Brennan in the corner right side. Passes down low. Knocked away out of bounds. It is off of Benton Harbor. It's going to stay with St. Joe. Marble to toss it in. Salentani comes out to Frenchco. Devin goes right side to Marble. Jordan drives it in from there. Loses the handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Benton Harbor. There is Watson up over the timeline. Get it to Moore. His shot rejected by Frenchco. Loose ball picked up by Benton Harbor. Comes out to the left wing. Three-point jumper. No good for Nichols. But a rebound putback is good. Darius Watson with the putback. His first bucket tonight. 58-27. Benton Harbor with the lead. St. Joe the basketball. 5:20 to go in the game. Frenchco right side for St. Joe. Give and go left side of the lane. Nolte spinning jumper is deflected. Loose ball picked up by Benton Harbor, and the Tigers looking to run with it. Up over the timeline, here's Pullian. He'll bring it back out to the midcourt circle. Picked up by Nolte defensively. Right side, Chris Moore. Moore in front of head coach Corey Sterling. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to the left wing. Leaves it off for Pullian. Back out to the midcourt circle. The Tigers run a little clock on this possession. Nichols, left side of the lane. Pass down low, intercepted by Salentani. Bounce it to Nolte, wraparound layup. No, Salentani, the follow is good. Anthony Salentani's got eight. 58-29. Benton Harbor the lead, the basketball. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Moore. Top of the key for Benton Harbor. Drives the lane. Scoops it left side. And short jumper good. Quincy Sultan. Sultan, his first bucket tonight. 60-29 is the Benton Harbor lead. St. Joe the basketball. Sterling drives it in from the left side. Running jumper in the lane. No good. Salentani another follow. This one's no good. Rebound out of bounds off St. Joe. It goes to Benton Harbor. Substitutions. Lane Everett will check back in for St. Joe. Ben Newland checks back in. See who else Greg Schaefer is bringing back in. Luke Hedstrom. For Benton Harbor, starters back on the floor. Jamin Walker will get it up over the timeline. Under 4 minutes to go in the game, and Benton Harbor up 60-29. Right side to Johnson. Carlos fakes the three-point jumper. Backs it out near the white hash mark. Picked up by Everett defensively. Makes the work off the screen. Carlos down the lane. Lays it up, and he got it. Carlos Johnson with 19. 62-29. Benton Harbor the lead, St. Joe the basketball. Everett, get it to Newland. Right side, he finds Nolte. Left wing to Newland. Ben, one-on-one against Carlos Johnson. Left side, Sterling. Jumper is no good. Rebound, Hedstrom. Get it back to Sterling. Jeremiah travels with it. Turnover goes back to Benton Harbor. 3:10 to play. Benton Harbor up 62-29. Jamin Walker, one-on-one against Brendan Nolte. Right side to Johnson. Carlos looks to clear some room. Top of the key, it goes to Walker. Jamin for three off the back of the rim, no good. Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Carlos dribbling in the right wing. Step back three, good. Carlos Johnson with 22 points on the night. 65-29 is the Benton Harbor lead. St. Joe the basketball coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Hedstrom to Newland. Outlet pass intercepted by Justin Brown. Brown, leave it off for Walker. Jamin will drive it in, lay it up and good. Jamin Walker's got 12, and it's 67-29. Benton Harbor. St. Joe. Steal, Carlos Johnson, right side three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes out to St. Joe, Lane Everett. Everett quickly up over the timeline. We'll get it down low to Sterling. His scoop shot is blocked by Conway. Loose ball picked up by St. Joe. Hedstrom left side. Three-point jumper no good. And a foul going for the rebound. It's going to be on St. Joe. No, it's going to be on Benton Harbor. It's on Chris Conway. Chris, his first, team's third. St. Joe will inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. They'll come to Blomgren around the perimeter. Corner right side to Burnett. Pass into the paint to Hedstrom. Boston on the floor, gets it back. Now to Burnett. Hash mark right side, thinking about a deep three. He'll let it go. With the bank and in, no good. Brown the rebound for Benton Harbor. Justin down the left side. He is fouled on the way down the lane. St. Joe fouls on Tyler Burnett. His first. The team's fifth. And we are going to have a timeout. St. Joe will step aside. Minute 37 to play. Benton Harbor 67, St. Joe 29 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Get what you want, what you really, really want, for just $5. It's the $5 lineup from Pizza Hut. Choose from a lineup of your favorite Pizza Hut menu items for just $5 each when you get two or more. Your Pizza Hut favorites, like a medium one-topping pizza, double your order of breadsticks, eight bone-out wings, single pan of pasta, or even the new Cinnabon mini rolls are just $5 when you order two or more. It's the Pizza Hut $5 lineup, so you get what you want, what you really, really want. Check it out today from Pizza Hut.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Harding's is having a buy one, get one free sale. Boneless bottom round roast, buy one package, get one free. Fresh blueberries, buy one pint, get one free. Lay's family size potato chips, buy one bag, get one free. And Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, buy one, get one free.
Get in, get out, get home.
.957 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball on WSJM Sports brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives Pro Brokers to work for you today. Benton Harbor to inbound after the timeout. And the inbound pass stolen away by Luke Hedstrom. Hedstrom will bring it all the way in, lay it up. It's deflected. Loose ball, scrambled for, comes to St. Joe. Bring it back out of high to Brendan Nolte. Nolte, one-on-one against Chris Moore. Get it to Sterling. Jeremiah loses it on the floor. Picked up by Benton Harbor. Outlet into the offensive end. Picked up by Kentrell Pullian. Pullian will drive it in, lay it up. No good, but he's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line. Before he does, we go back to our studios. Nathaniel Bauer's got a scoreboard update for us. Nathaniel.
Boys at the half, Coloma leads Brandywine 40-35. And girls after three, Okemos leads St. Joseph 29-26. Bill?
Nathaniel, the St. Joe foul is on Tyler Burnett, his second, team's sixth. Sends Kentrell Pulley into the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good for Kentrell. One more coming up for the 5'9 sophomore. Looking to make it a 69-29 Benton Harbor lead, and he does. Inbound pass against full court pressure. St. Joe with it. Luke Hedstrom. He'll get it to Joshua Terry. Up over the timeline, top of the key. Here's Brendan Nolte. Nolte dribbles it to the left wing. Two fingers up in the air to call out the offense. Jeremiah Sterling. Now right side, it comes to Terry. Joshua back to Sterling. Drives it in, lays it up, and he got it. And a foul. Jeremiah Sterling with a bucket. He'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. Benton Harbor foul on Kyle Booth, his second. Team's fourth. Sterling at the line, free throw good. 4 points for Jeremiah. 69-32 is the Benton Harbor lead. Tigers the basketball coming up on 30 seconds to go. Pulling in right side of the lane. kicks it left side to Darius Watson. Top of the key, pulling in. Three-point jumper is no good. St. Joe the rebound. Nolte brings it up the left side. Going to leave it off for Hedstrom. Wraparound layup, no good. Benton Harbor the rebound. Here comes Kyle Booth. Booth into the offensive end. He'll get it down low. Greg Cooper will lay it up and good. 71-32. And inbound pass is knocked away out of bounds off of Benton Harbor. It's going to stay with St. Joe. 11 seconds to play. He'll inbound against full court pressure. Jeremiah Sterling will trigger it in. Get it to Luke Hedstrom. Hedstrom to Terry. Joshua in some traffic. Leaves it off for Sterling. Jeremiah loses it out of bounds. Tipped out by Benton Harbor. It stays with St. Joe. Benton Harbor set to improve to 9-0 on the season. St. Joe to inbound. 3 seconds down to 2-1. They'll let it run out. Jumper at the buzzer is no good. And that is going to do it. As the Benton Harbor Tigers take control early, run away with this one over their Cross River rival St. Joe. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from Farnham Gym, Benton Harbor 71, St. Joe 32, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
You've been working and planning for this day for a long time, and that's why you need someone you can trust, someone who will be there with you every step of the way, from the first showing to signing on the dotted line. Call Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executive Pro Brokers. She will work with you and for you to find the perfect home. The home where you walk in the door and a small voice inside you says, "This is the one. This is the one." Call Victoria today at 470-392.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Final score from Farnham Gym is Benton Harbor 71, St. Joe 32. If you weren't with us early, St. Joe opened the ball game on a 5-0 run to take an early 5-0 lead. And then Benton Harbor quickly went on their own run, a 14-0 run, to take a 14-5 lead after the end of the first quarter. Benton Harbor then extended that to a 13-point advantage, 26-13 at the half. They continued to pull away in the third quarter, up 52-26 after three quarters, and eventually posting the 71-32 win over St. Joe here tonight. High school basketball brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services. Located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgeman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. We will take our final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with the final stats. Final score is Benton Harbor 71, St. Joe 32, on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. I know you businessmen are hard, working hard every day, and maybe you haven't thought about tax time. Well, it's coming, and you might just check with your CPA. There might be advantages to buying a vehicle in this tax year. I'm not a tax man, but I think it's worth investigating. And if you decide to do that, maybe you should look for a vehicle and not wait till maybe after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, the inventory is great. You might want something special. It might be too late to find it in this tax year. So think about what you'd like to see. Bye now.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives to work for you today. Phil McDonald back in Farnham Gym. Final score, Benton Harbor 71, St. Joe 32. We take a look at the final stats. First of all, for St. Joe, they were led by Anthony Celentani with 8 points on the night. Right behind him, Devin Frenchco and Jordan Marble with 6 points apiece. Rest of the Bears, Ben Newland had four. Nick Borey with 2 points on the night. Also two for Tyler Burnett. Jeremiah Sterling had four. For Benton Harbor, whole host of Tigers in double figures, led by Carlos Johnson. Carlos finishing with a game-high 22 points tonight. 10 points for Quindarius Davis, 12 points for Jamin Walker. The rest of the Tigers, Kentrell Pullian, I think just almost everybody got on the scorebook tonight for Benton Harbor. Kentrell Pullian had two. Justin Brown finished with three. William Suggs had 2 points on the night. So did Chris Moore, 2 points off the bench. 2 points for Darius Watson and Kyle Booth, along with Quincy Sultan, and 4 points apiece for Greg Cooper, Chris Kiles, and Chris Conway. So with the win, Benton Harbor improves to 9-0 in the season. St. Joe falls to 2-6. Time for us to name our player of the game. We're going to go with Carlos Johnson with Benton Harbor. He was dominant, not only down low, but on the perimeter and rebounding the ball as well. Carlos Johnson is our player of the game tonight. He's going to receive a $10 bean card from Big B Coffee on Main Street near the bridge in downtown St. Joe. For Nathaniel Bauer back in our studios, this is Phil McDonald. Thanks for joining us tonight. Once again, our final score is Benton Harbor 71, St. Joe 32.